Are you right, Joseph? Hello. My name's Dick. And I'm a telly star. Are you got that thing, telly star? Hey? You ain't taking my voice.
Gone in the office. through that, please? Just turn.
It's running.
Where it can pick up everybody's conversation.
You don't have to worry about that.
I think it ought to be made clear that the voices you can hear or will be hearing in the next half an hour or so will be that of the television.
Yeah, well, that's a fact of life. She has to make out a form with what was happening at the time and everything, the duration and all that type of twonk. But so far she's managed to record 5 minutes of conversation between me and her. So, and she's got 20 tapes, C90s to do.
What was these tapes? It wasn't bedroom.
No, this is just some conversation we had during the day.
Oh.
But if I can leave it running, it runs out and suit me down to the ground. There you go, Dennis. Eyes down for a full house.
To get your eye in, was it, on this?
Yeah. You like pop black, really, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. A lot of conversation up there. Sorry, I didn't realise you'd come for a car. I broke, so you will.
Thank you.
Okay. I don't know. I can go back to the dorms.
Yeah.
That's all they can do.
Yeah.
That's another thing. I feel responsible.
You know that? I just got sick, that's all.
Anymore.
Okay.
So. this evening, so.
I don't know.
Definitely. What I was trying to do was not do what I've been doing, which is to jerk and pull it.
I went in there in the hospital bed, I just couldn't. What did you say? Not much. I tried, she didn't want to hear it. I wish I knew what Jane was going to do. Try to hear it? Yeah. She didn't want to talk to me either. What am I supposed to say to Toby? Well, I don't even know what Jane and I are doing. Don't say anything. Just tell her it's over. You're single, man. It's tough. Hey, look. She's in love with you. Not doing her any good by hanging on. I know. Believe me, Donald, I care about her. Even if I can't make it right.
What would you make it right?
I think I have seen you.
What?
And I had the thing.
And
I tried to do a pattern. It sent all my eyes crazy, counting the hole. So I'm just mixing up the colours of the girl.
Bit modern art.
Yeah.
Show your boots.
You said you wanted to talk. You don't have to move back.
I can't start over now. I don't even know if Jane will take me back, but I have
to. I'll be happy with that, Dennis. You got one, haven't you?
No.
It's not an answer. Why not?
Because I'm tired of being a wife. And I don't want to work at anything anymore.
We're not through with this.
I am.
Who would you like to talk to? A lawyer?
Maybe.
I told you, it's over.
I feel sorry for Toby.
Hell, you do. What do you mean you're tired of being a wife?
I'm taking the kids to the case.
Answer the question!
Don't interrogate me!
I want to understand what you're talking about.
I'm talking about this house. This routine that you're so tired of that you have to go out and have an affair.
That's not why.
No, why?
Because I'm tired of being married, too. There isn't anything else.
What does that make me? Someone to stay with because it's easier than dealing with the emotions of a teenager?
You don't take more responsibility for the house and for the kids.
Okay.
But don't tell me you put 200% into this relationship because you have. You let it slip, too.
they're getting their value for money off this tape. What do you reckon?
Do you want tea or coffee?
Sorry?
Do you want tea or coffee?
Can I have a tea, please?
I'm just going to fill in my books and reading all about it. I rang my mum up. We said to her about putting the kids to bed. I said, we'll try and get something sorted out for you. Babysit on the 19th. I said, we didn't do too bad. I said, Ben was wet, but I said, his bed wasn't, so... God knows where he's at.
Is it a marketing exercise for the Sammy Walton movie?
Sorry?
Is it a marketing exercise for this?
Yeah. I've just been listening to your conversation with Dennis and Owen.
Yeah? Is it any good?
Yeah, clank, click. Clank, click. I couldn't understand what you were saying to Iris. Really?
Yeah. Well, that's good for me.
All I heard was something about her sorting out some wool.
Mm. She was doing the tapestry thing. I'm a little bit concerned with our Daryl.
No, I think he's just peed up with his father.
It just strikes me he's losing perspective of who's doing what for who. I appreciate that the long term we gain as far as that property, yeah?
Yeah?
But the short term, he is not making us rich, is he?
Not by doing it the speed he's doing it.
If he'd have taken his time and he'd have got himself some more work, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think it's just Friday night and he's coming up here tomorrow morning.
Is he
going? Oh, I just said, do we see you over the weekend? And he says he's coming up tomorrow morning and, but he's got places to go and people, you know how he says it, places to go and people to see tomorrow afternoon and Sunday. I asked him if he was going on his boat, and he said no.
No, he's put it in his winter mooring, isn't
he? No, I didn't.
Fair weather sandwich, yeah. Despite all the room bumping backy stuff.
I think it's just Friday night, and he's... Yeah, basically. I don't think Billy's telling him enough, to be honest.
What?
He's doing.
What, he actually has it on? But he doesn't know what it is.
He doesn't think being involved in that many discussions about the company, does he? Well, what's happening? Oh, he was moaning about all his trade accounts, wasn't he?
I think as far as to say we probably know less about what's going on than he does.
I had a word with Steph on the phone. She's getting fat. Yeah. Goes to the hospital on Thursday. 18-week appointment. There's another scan. Go to work on Sunday. They're going to work from 9:30 till 4:30 this Sunday. And then every Sunday up to Christmas. And if the trading's good enough, they're going to carry on. So, how that goes with Sunday laws, I don't know. I'm waiting for Tesco's to foreclosed on what they said they were going to do.
Awesome.
They're supposed to be opening on Sunday, but didn't Texas and all those get fined last year for opening on Sunday?
Yeah, but because there's a European court ruling outstanding, local authorities aren't going to take the court. Because the shops can just put an injunction on stop them taking it any further. Or they can sue them for loss of income. Yeah. You can run this bar.
Yeah. Are you happy about this car situation?
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah, it's work on.
Why? You got Monday, haven't you?
Yeah, but I need to do some typing. I'm trying to think how the fuck I'm going to conduct this meeting with half the company around the table.
Yeah. How many's going to be at this meeting?
About 12, I think.
Including Jeff?
Jeff, Brent. Who's the manager of operations?
Joe?
No.
Oh! She's not getting a look in.
Sorry?
She's not getting a look in.
Not so far.
I bet she wiggles her way in if there's a free lunch going. Do you want Mum to come to Argos with me tomorrow morning?
Why?
Well, she's, I don't think she's doing anything tomorrow morning.
You're asking me, why are you asking me?
Because you said you'd come to Argos with me.
I said I'd stay over the kids.
Oh, is that what the plan of action? Sorry, right, okay. I said I'd try and get over and see Steph one day next week.
Okay.
I said I'd try and see Steph one day next week and take her some maternity clothes and I'll wash some of these baby things. If not, I've only got to put them up in the attic and bring them down in 3 months' time. So I might as well take them over there and get rid of them. She said she don't mind having the stuff in the house. The end of this side of the tape.